Good morning. It's really hard to wait. It's hard to be patient, and it seems like we've been waiting forever for life to get back to normal. Every time it seems close, things get pushed back again. But there's hope. Yesterday, San Bernardino County followed Riverside and San Diego counties to reopen dine-in restaurants, stores, and malls. I'm grateful that it won't be that much longer before we can start to do things together again. Today's scripture is part of a message that God gave to his prophet Jeremiah to deliver to the Israelite people that were taken captive to a foreign land. Israel was invaded by Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and he took the king, queen, court officials, artisans, skilled workers, everybody that was important, back to Babylon. These people were taken from their homes and everything that was familiar, and they were heartbroken. But the gist of God's message was this: get on with your lives, plant gardens, and build families. Seek peace and prosperity, not just for you, but for your captives. Obey the law and worship me and be patient for 70 years, and then I'll bring you home. 70 years. It's only been a few months that we've been invaded by the coronavirus, and it would take a lot of patience to have to wait that long. So what does the Bible say about patience? Ephesians 4:2 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Romans 12:12 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." God's 70-year sentence seems kind of harsh, but he followed it up with one of my favorite verses, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God knows us inside and out, even the parts we'd rather he didn't see, and he still loves us and wants good things for us. So may we do our part to fulfill those hopes and dreams and be thankful for all that God provides. May we continue to grow and to be the children that God wants us to be, and may we love each other better every day. Amen.